Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. And now, play ball. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Westrum reaches second base with a double. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Sane reaches second base with a double. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Stanky reaches second base with a double. Sane scores. It's 3-1, Braves. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Dark reaches second base with a double. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Dark steals third. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Dark scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Braves. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Sane moves to second. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Sane moves to third. Stanky moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sane scores. Stanky moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell strikes out. Westrum drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Russell out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Kirby Higbee. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Hansen now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Thompson fields it and tags Heath, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 2 in the game. Sokold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Holmes scores. Dark moves to third. It's 9-1, Braves. Hank Bierman now pitching. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sane hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bierman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Marshall scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 9-3, Braves. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball towards right. Marshall catches it and throws to second to double up Elliott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Coslow pinch hits for Hank Bierman. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sockold hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 10-4, Braves. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marshall scores. Gordon moves to third. One out. It's 10-5, Braves. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaFatta pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 10-6, Braves. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. LaFatta moves to second. Bill Voisel now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Giants 6. The Braves will come to bat. Adrian Zabala now pitching. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Zabala fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to second. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Elliott is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Sauer now playing left field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 10, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.